then that would be left up to the turnover of the government seat, if they have to have a ruling on that, where they'll discuss it on.
Yeah, well, these, if you ever get around to writing these down, you'll have to take these facts into consideration and have the council meet on them. There's probably a thousand things.
Yeah. Right there, we forgot, we left out the council, good thing you mentioned.
Okay.
Well, as time went on from the White House this way, then the war chief thought, we got some wise people in the village who are old in years. Mm-hmm. And let's form what you would call a council. That's where they form a council too. Mm-hmm. Then their duties were the top things that would happen in the village.
I see.
That's where the council is born, right there then.
Yeah.
But not at the White House, but as time went on, when they saw it in need of necessity, then they added that much more against it. So that's really improving the government there as they went along.
Yeah.
Making it stronger.
Who sits in on the council?
According to another man, he said that each family head or the officials that were once officers would say that if they were once served on the war chief's aide or as a war chief, see, either of the two, if they were still alive and not serving no more, then they are considered the tops of the council. Yeah. And then, of course, the old heads of the pueblo, of the families, for one from the families.
Yeah. So now we will have to clarify a family. Who would be the head of a family?
Well, if there's, for instance, like this house here, you know, you are the head, see. Your children are, even though if there's a grown boy there, he's not considered yet, as long as he's still under your roof, he's not considered.
But if he moves away,
if he
gets
moves,
married.
Gets married and makes himself a home, well, then maybe he'd be considered, see. Unless a change is made in the council.
Then as each boy gets married and forms his own family, he has the right to sit in at a council.
That's right, yeah.
I see. Yeah. But now say you and your brothers, and your father's still alive, your father wouldn't be the only one in your family that's at the council. You and all your married brothers and your father from your family.
And still, like me now, if I'm unable to attend a meeting, see, as a councilman, then I'll tell my boy, if he's old enough, see, or that grandson that we call grandson, he's old enough now, see, to go and attend that meeting. And I'll give instructions, see. Like, for instance, anything that the council decides, we go along with it, anything that's good. And if he's questioned by the officials, what does your father think about it, if he knows about it? Well, I'm here, he's representing him. So I'll go along with the council, what the council decides.
Is the council a formal body or is it informal? I mean, does the council have rules on the way it conducts its business? Or does it just sort of make them up as it goes?
Well, the way I would put it is that it has no real laws, but before the session opens for discussion on any, the governor or whoever, up to date, but that was the past too. The war chiefs would lay down something like a rule, see, to talk peacefully and friendly and bring out your ideas or ask questions if you got any question. Those things are given to the council to the way to conduct the meetings.
Well, now when you get married and you want to go to council, can you just walk in and sit down in the meetings, or do you have to be invited?
No. If you're interested in, I don't know that one in the past, probably you might have to get a permission because they're more serious as to who the councilors are. See.
Then just everybody can't be in the council.
No, as I see it, because the way he put it, the old men, the old men of the household, I think, if you suppose you're born beyond 50, you might be considered then.
I see. Just because you got married and had kids wouldn't allow you to go. And then somebody would come and ask you to be on the council.
Yeah. Unless if you are one of the official members, officers members. Yeah.
Could you ask to join the council, or would that be impertinent?
No.
A man wouldn't dare to do that?
No. He would be, as I gathered the information was, that when the council is getting two things, of the old people, then they look around to see who would best fit. Then they select them from the village groups.
Yeah.
Of course, they consider the old people much wiser than the young ones. But as they grow up, of course, then they become wiser too, because they learn from the parents. Because I think that the parents were more like teachers. They seem to hand down what they see and what they hear in the way of in the government. Because that's what they are asked to learn what they hear and to memorize so they can still remember. I don't care how many years passed. Give it a thought as time goes, so they won't forget. And I know when I first, not even before then, my father always stressed that clearly to me, because he realized that maybe someday I'm going to be a member of, or even an official. So I used to be able to do that, memorize it clearly. That's why some time back I still remember clearly what happened, see. Yeah. But now I guess I'm getting too thin-headed.
When a man joined the council, did they have a ceremony for him?
I don't think so. Well, maybe a few speeches in his behalf might be, because that's the way I joined. If I was asked by a councilman, I was still under my father, see. I was just a boy then. They asked my father permission first. And if he accepted and willing for me to be a council member, then, at next meeting, then, if the government, that's the way I got in, then the government, he asked the council if they could give him a permission for a new member as an interpreter. They needed one. And they to look towards others that have been in school in the past. They judge who would be the best to pick. And I think as I learned that I was, of course, just recently out of school. And maybe had better schooling than the others, that I would fit in, and I would be qualified for it, you know, for the job.
So you were a lot younger than most council members.
Oh yeah, lot younger. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 1918.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
That's a pretty high honor, isn't it?
Yeah. They needed that time, that's really. So then when that time came and was approved, my father was in the council then, and they told him that that too.
Did you find it?
Yeah. Then even though he was in the council, yeah, that, then they would tell him as though he wasn't there, see, that the permission was granted to the governor to ask me to come into the council. And then he would in turn tell the governor and the council group there that he accepted the permission that they wanted me in the council. Mm-hmm. But I'll have to go and notify my son first. But he already knew before at the first previous meeting that they were going to see. And so he's on the, when that meeting was coming up, he knew that there was a governor's meeting. So he told me, don't go out tonight, wait here. Because he told me already that they wanted an interpreter and that the permission was granted by my father for me to serve in that thing. So I was waiting. Then I guess he left the, I don't know how he left the council room. Then he came back to the house and he told me that the officers are going to come after us. In a short time, then two of them came, two of the governor's aides. They just came right in, of course that's a customs thing. And they're welcome. Have a seat. Now they sat down, and then one of them, he said to my father, well, we are sent here by the government to take you and your son to the council. It's the permission is granted to come in. But it's more formal in England than in English. You can't, I can't do it because it's different that way, see. And so then my father said, all right, let's go then. They take the lead, we follow. Yeah. When they got to the door, of course, they make it known that we are coming. And everybody said, welcome, come in. And then we walked in. Give them a seat. Give them the seat. And then they gave us a stools to sit on. And then another officer came with a corn husk cigarette. Gave it to my father. And then also to me. That was my first cigarette in the council.
He gave one to your father and one to you.
Yeah, and we smoked it.